107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's a pleasure to have Julie Docker Johnson with the Local Community Food Center. It's our weekly catch-up. How are you doing, Julie? How was your Easter weekend?
Easter weekend was fabulous and long and lovely.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, we're catching up on a Tuesday this week. It's just another short week.
I know, I'm somewhat confused, but anyways, it's all going to be fine.
Yes, me too. And tomorrow already, because today's Tuesday, tomorrow we've got one last Community Connections, the election edition, getting ready for the federal election coming up.
We do indeed. So tomorrow night is the wrap-up. Mm-hmm. So we had the conversations with the candidates last Wednesday, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
And so then tomorrow night, we just wrap up what we learned, what we heard, you know, questions that may still be outstanding for people. Yeah, it's just a little bit of a debrief on how it all went and, you know, directions that we go now.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is so great, encouraging people to vote.
Right. And I guess we can't take any credit for the incredible voting this weekend.
Right.
But, oh my goodness, it means that people are voting like their life depends on it right
mm-hmm.
now. And I think it's amazing. And you know what? Now we're engaging everybody, and we need to now stay engaged.
Yes, absolutely. So these sessions are just phenomenal. And I'm so glad that you guys have done this.
Yeah, no, they have been great. And we've all learned a lot. And moving forward, we know we have a voice. We know we have a connection to the bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely. That's tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening, 6 to 8 again at the local.
Yes.
Awesome. And then, of course, on Friday, every Friday starts in a fun way with the seniors exercise class.
It does indeed. So One Care leads a seniors exercise class here Friday mornings from 9:30 to 10:30 that anybody is welcome to come to. The level of activity is up to the person. You can stand, you can stay seated. Whatever works for you, that's what it is. And it's fun. It's in community. And after the exercise class, then we serve lunch starting at 11, and that goes till 1. And then the market's open from 11 until 1 as well.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And that market, it's just full of locally sourced goods.
Yes, and it's, this is a short week, so
mm-hmm.
you know what? People might need to do their shopping a little early, and everybody is always welcome. So that's kind of the nice way to end the week, isn't it?
Yeah, I love the lunch in the market on Friday. I love going with me and my coworkers like to pop in sometimes, so it's so much fun.
It's a fabulous routine to get into.
Yes, absolutely. And also on Friday, we are really ending the week with a bang. You're having a movie night.
We are indeed. So you know what? It could be like a fabulous date night. Friday night, mm-hmm. April 25th at 7 o'clock at the local. Join us for a screening of Common Ground.
Ooh. Okay, so what's Common Ground all about?
Well, based on the poster, I'm going to say farming and soil and wonderful things for the earth, because today is Earth Day.
Yes.
So in celebration of it, we're going to talk about farming and growing and all of the things that are involved with it.
Yeah, I love that, Julie. So yeah, lots of fun Friday night movie night over at the local to learn more about, you know, farming and gardening and growing.
Yes, and all things about the earth, which we need to also focus on a lot.
Absolutely. Well, a short list for a short week. Thank you so much, Julie, for the update.
My pleasure.